my dad left Germany, so emigrated in December 1935. Mm-hmm. And I was just turned 10 at that point. Then the family was going to follow about 6 months later. Then in the spring of 1936, my mother and two children went to the American consulate to apply for the visa. And it was granted to her, to my brother, but not to me. The reason being, supposedly, that I was suffering from tuberculosis. This was a complete surprise to my parents. Like I said, physician's family, good middle-class family. It didn't seem like being perfectly healthy, it didn't seem likely, but immediately my mother had me examined by colleagues of my dad. No, there's no evidence of this. We don't know. It must be a mistake. Well, it was then decided that and if that occurred, it could be a mistake. Well, then you can apply again 3 months later. But my mother was anxious to leave Germany, so it was decided that I would stay, in fact, with my grandparents, though that grandfather I mentioned earlier, who lived close to us and I knew very well, that my mother and brother would go ahead, and since it was obviously a mistake, I would get the visa 3 months later, and then some arrangement would be made where somebody would bring me. So they then left, and 3 months later, an aunt of mine, I believe, my grandmother took me to the consulate to apply again, and I was again turned down. At that point, my parents were getting more concerned. They got all kinds of evidence together that from testimonials that had been examined by this one, that one. Anyway, to make this into a long, not make this too long, then I was even placed in a hospital for 3 days under very rigid examination by every conceivable test and x-rays. Some of the results were sent to the United States, where my dad took them to both a tuberculosis hospital in New York City, to the public health system in Washington, to show, and that there was absolutely no evidence of tuberculosis. Well, to make this a little shorter, anyway, it became clear, that I went then 2 more times to the consulate, was turned down each time. The conclusion was that, well, maybe the first doctor made a mistake and they don't want to admit it, because then there'd be a different doctor. And they. The conclusion was, well, the only way he can ever get out is by applying at some other consulate. I mean, one that we had to go to. So, but that wasn't so simple because to go, if you, let's say, went to France or Switzerland and applied to the American consulate there, the consul would say, well, but you're from Germany, you have to apply from Germany. I cannot process you here. So my parents then requested special permission for that, which took some time and eventually was granted, because I think the people in Washington smelled that there was something not quite right going on. And I had a lot of, but in the meantime, this had become a fairly big case. A lot of quite famous people had weighed in, including Senator Wagner of the Wagner Labor Act. Some judges and others, Judge Wisonsky, and Julian Mack, I think one was a. And also one famous scientist. And they wrote letters to Washington and so on. And anyway, ultimately, they got that, my dad got this permission in the summer of 37. So then an aunt brought me to Switzerland where I boarded with a family. I then applied in Switzerland and I got my visa and came to the United States in March 1938.